Blog Talk Radio.
Today. This is Psychic Journeyman here on Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio here on Block Talk Radio. Welcome to the show. Today we're doing our show. It's going to be basically about going over a few steps with the super beings, how to become one, step by step. How can you become a super being? And more, which will help you have the life that you want. My guest today, Amin and Amin are here today from the show Divine Healing. I'm going to bring them on right now. Welcome to the show.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Psychic Journeyman. It's good to be here with you again.
And how are you?
I'm doing great. Sitting in Southern California. We just had some good rain that passed by and enjoying the sunny skies until the sunset happens.
Oh, sounds good. Sounds really great.
Yes, yes. How are you?
Well, right now I feel like packing up and going to California. But
okay, well, come on board. We have room for you.
Okay. Yeah, actually, I'm right now preparing to go to Colorado as soon as possible. That happens. Yes, it's all falling into place. That's going to be a great thing to happen. So since for the people out there who might be just tuning in and it wasn't here last time you were here, why don't you tell everybody who you are and how they can get a hold of you.
Yes, I will. Hello, everybody.
How they can work. Yes.
Men from Healing Pack. HealingPack.org is a nonprofit educational institute, and what we do is we teach the science and art of self-healing and distance healing or healing of others through energy healing. So basically what that means is we teach you how to practice with energy and flow of energy so that you can help yourself and others and planet Earth and anybody and everybody that you love to help. Our website is Healing Pack. That's Healing, HEALING. Pack is P as in Paul, A as in Andy, Q as in Queen, .org. And if you have any questions or if you wish to contact us, you can either go through Psychic Journeyman or just send an email to help@healingpack.org.
Okay.
Back to you then.
Is there any stories that working with people and that kind of, I mean, we talked about this before, but maybe some of the people are just tuning in with this. I see a couple new people in the chat room.
Sure.
That,
in order to get the people experiences with respect to energy healing or self-healing, we have testimonials on the website. If you go to healingpack.org, you will see an icon for testimonials, and you can click on it and read about it at your leisure. Basically, the ways that we serve are through three means. We have a radio show, just like yourself, that airs on Friday afternoons. We have classes that we teach, and we have one-on-one private counseling. The general theme and response that we get is pretty interesting. At the beginning, everybody's more or less on the shock and awe attitude, and they go like, what are you talking about? this doesn't make any sense. But as we spell out the steps and as we teach the foundations for with a very simple language, they get it. They get it very easily. And the idea is very simple, as you know, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of us have a unique connection to goodness, divine, light, source, or any other name that you like to use, God, Allah, Jesus, you know, all the everything that represents divine.
Mm-hmm.
Once we learn how to open up our connection and how to tap into this connection, we can have access to divine energy or healing energy. As we find access to divine energy or healing energy, we can use that energy to make ourselves feel better, live better, and
mm-hmm.
do better. Healing has two meanings. One is the normal meaning that everybody is familiar with, which is generally going from a state of disease to a state of health. But the second meaning that healing has is to maintain a healthy state. And
mm-hmm.
as you probably know, we have to work on maintaining ourselves in all different facets of life. For example, if you go to the gym and exercise, well, that's great, but you can't just go like once in a week and then just not go for the rest of the year. You have to maintain that routine. So in that essence, we also have to maintain our health condition. Now, when we're talking about health, generally the comments that we get back, the responses and the experiences that people have, it happens
mm-hmm.
any one or more than one of the following categories: in our physical body, in our thought or emotional body, and then in our spiritual body. That's a pretty much similar to or a parallel in concept to mind, body, and soul that most everybody is familiar with. In the
mm-hmm.
physical body, people start experiencing releases of different forms. Maybe somebody who has had pain for a while, their pain reduces and eventually it eliminates. Maybe somebody who has a hard time sleeping at night time, they're able to fall into sleep easier. And this one I've had personal experience with friends. You know, like I've visited friends and the conversation by chance came around to I can't fall asleep. So we did a little like 5-10 minute practice and I asked them to do it before they fall asleep, before they go to bed at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy to report that the next day or shortly thereafter they called and they said, hey, Eamon, I'm sleeping pretty good. So that was fantastic. And
mm-hmm.
The last body that we were talking about, the spiritual body,
mm-hmm.
it helps in the sense of having the experiences that people who practice meditation and spirituality would like to have. Basically, the experiences expand, the quality of the experience goes up, and the effects that happen are very personal. They're customized to the being exactly as they would have to experience it. If you would like to read details, I suggest again the testimonials tab on our healingpack.org website, and then you can see all the good details that you need to see.
And how long have you had your show?
The nonprofit, Healing Pack nonprofit, the teachings and the channeling and the creation of the material started about 20, 30 years ago. So it's been an
mm-hmm.
Ongoing journey. The organization itself was established as a California nonprofit, even though we are a world organization. Everything we do is through the phone and internet
mm-hmm.
in order to be able to reach the globe and anybody and everybody who wants to practice or learn these readings.
Mm-hmm.
The organization was established in late 2005, early 2006. The radio show has been going on, I want to say, about a year and a half, but don't hold me to that. It's somewhere between a year, it's somewhere between a year to two.
Right.
And what else? The classes that we teach, they have been going on for at least 5 years, since 2006 again. So it's been going on for a while.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like anything else. It takes time to build it. When we set out to practice ourselves, when we set out to have experiences ourselves, when we simply sit down to relax and slow down the mind and slow down the pace after a long, busy day, it takes a while for the body to shift out of 150 miles an hour to 65 speed limit, and then maybe the cruising speed. So that's kind of true about anything that happens in life. And one of the challenges I've had, Danny, throughout the years is learn to match my speed or my desired speed with the speed that things will happen. So I've had to reschedule my schedules, if you would, please.
Yeah, it can be one of those things that's challenging. You keep things going for a while, but I still, you know, like I said before, a lot of things, we do energy work and that kind of stuff. But, you know, it takes a while to get into certain, I don't know, I want to say habits, but when you do it on a regular basis, you're right. You definitely see the rewards, and it's definitely well worth it, putting the effort into the whole thing. Really brings around some major changes in our lives.
Yes. It's really interesting because, see, every single person, everybody, no exceptions, even, you know, like the worst of the worst as well as the best of the best, everybody's connected to divine. But what it comes down to is that are we aware of that connection and do we use it or not?
Oh yeah.
A lot of times we choose to close that connection. We choose to ignore that connection, or we choose to deny that connection for various reasons. And well, that's one thing. That's you know, and every single one of us, we have freedom of choice. And if we choose not to do something, you know, so be it. That's our choice. If we choose to look into the possibility and can this possibly work? Can this possibly help me? Does this even exist? Once you come across those situations and questions, and once you open up the door a little bit, things start happening. And at the very beginning, the tendency is to dismiss what starts happening. And we say, oh, that was just coincidence. And that was by chance. And that happened because so-and-so is just a lucky person. And this happened because I'm so unlucky. See, what we're doing right there, we're taking material and activities and events and life and projecting our own interpretation on it. Well, okay, that's reasonable. You know, I'm a person, I look at events, and I have interpretation, and I have understandings of these events. So the question then becomes, okay, as I'm having these understandings, as I'm having these interpretations, are the interpretations helping me, or are they hurting me?
Right.
If they're helping me, excellent. I can continue to practice and do what I'm doing. If they are hurting me, if they are doing me damage, if they are creating disease within me, well, maybe looking into an into alternatives is a good approach. Maybe it's a possibility. It's like this. You have a flu, you have a sickness, you go to the doctor. The doctor gives you some medication. They never give you a guarantee that you will be well. To the contrary, you sign papers at the beginning that if you are not, if you don't get well, it's not anybody's responsibility. This is pretty much the same idea. If there mm-hmm. are, it can improve the way you breathe to get more oxygen into your body, to get your body to do better. Well, why not try it?
Mm-hmm.
If you can improve the way you perceive life and acts and events, and the way you interact with life,
mm-hmm.
why not improve it so that you feel better during the course of your day?
Mm.
You are meant to feel better and good and happy and healthy and joyful. It is your natural right. Nobody said we have to suffer during the day as we do our chores, as we live our lives.
Mm-hmm.
We can have fun with them. We can be joyful. We can enjoy every single interaction that we have with other people. The question is, do we choose to have that joy? Do we choose
mm-hmm.
to experience that love?
Well, sometimes with situations, it seems like people have a tendency to try to convince you that we were meant to suffer, in some sense of the word. This makes me wonder, sometimes, you know what I mean? It's like they come to you, and I've heard people say this many, many times in readings and stuff like that, where they're saying, well, I have to do this in order to be happy. You know, you're saying that I should, you know, work on abundance, but how can I be abundant if I don't have a job? That's the idea of trying to help people understand that the idea of abundance means many things, but it seems like they're focusing on money. And it's
well,
like...
what's going on there is that... Okay, let's take the example of having a job or not having a job, which is a
mm-hmm.
very valid point in today's circumstances. There are a lot of people who are wrestling with not having a job.
Mm-hmm.
So, as we lose our job or as we not find the job that we like, the mind and the brain kicks in gear trying to look out for us and protect us from the disasters that are coming, that may be coming. Let me correct myself. Well, you know,
mm-hmm.
the mortgage coming due, the bills are coming due, what are you going to do, what are you going to do? In the process of doing that, if the mind or the brain is trained to just put pressure on us, it will only start looking at what's missing. It will only start looking at the lack of abundance.
Mm-hmm.
And will only concentrate on everything that is not there. Well, energy attracts like. As I'm thinking about what's not there, I'm attracting more of what's not there. This is how it happens.
Mm-hmm.
I sit down and I start looking at the job listings, but because I am nervous, because I am wary, because I am losing my confidence, I look at the job listing and I dismiss myself from that listing. So, oh, I'm not qualified to do that. Let me move on to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that one pays too much. They would never pay me. Let me move to the next one. So pretty soon, I kind of walk myself out of all opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be my background then is in computers and engineering, and I do some consulting work on the side with regular corporations and entities and businesses. And one of the projects that I did last year was helping this retail chain with their everyday needs. And they had many, many stores, and one of their primary problems were finding qualified candidates to man their stores. So there were times that it really didn't matter who was applying, they were taking them. They were taking them immediately. And in the process of doing that, it wasn't exactly the best practice for them, but, you know, they had no choice. They just had to put some live bodies in the store. In the process of doing that, they found some real gems. And they found some folks which were not that great. But see, what happened on the applying side, I kept going out and I kept advertising to people on social media sites that, hey, these guys are hiring. Come, please apply, because I know unemployment is high. But as I spoke with some people, they would just reject themselves from the interview process by the virtue of not applying because they were so disappointed. That's the part. Now, what happens there is, see, I'm out on the market. I've been looking for a job. I haven't been able to find a job for a while. So naturally, I'm discouraged. I'm disappointed. So I start beating up on myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a healthy behavior. That's where I need healing. And that's where this practice of energy flow, tapping into divine energy, tapping into goodness, tapping into love, joy, peace, and compassion, it comes in handy. It makes me feel better about myself. Therefore, I become more productive. I become more, I initiate actions. I go after getting things, and eventually I find what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
The I here is a hypothetical I. I'm just using that verbiage. But you know what I mean.
Yes. So, there's some tests and, to help people to understand that.
And we see, the other thing that happens is, the other thing that happens is a lot of us, we have many, many, many valuable and good skills, but we don't recognize it. We don't see it. We don't appreciate it. So we got to
use it.
Or we as we don't recognize it, as we don't see it, we don't use it.
Yeah, but have you seen people who actually recognize it and still don't use it? Does that kind of baffle you?
Once you go in front of other people, they can help you recognize. Mm-hmm. That's part of the teachings that we provide, either in the class environment or one-on-one private and personal teaching. We help you see the goodness, the beauty, the openness that every single one of us have in ourselves. And every single one of us, we have it to different levels. There are areas that there is room for improvement. There is there are areas that everything is fine. You know, it just it's just very personal. It just depends on the person themselves.
Right. No, I'm just saying, I've done readings for people, and you sit there and point out things. Like you're a creative writer or you're an artist, and they go, yeah, but, you know, that's just,
but I'm no good.
I'm a creative writer,
but I'm no good. Why? Because somebody said I wasn't good. Okay,
even
that
the
was their opinion.
We also have the financial thing, too, where people sit there going, I'm an artist, I'm a painter, I do this, but I can't make no money at that. And you're like, well, if you know, I just look at people and go, okay, you want to sit there and focus on the ideal, how easy it is for us to focus on the lack of. It's just to do a simple test, okay? Just sit there and look at them and go, hey, I'm going to give you some numbers. I'm going to give you some numbers here. 14, 16, 18, 22, and 24. Now I want you to tell me the numbers that are missing. Okay, if you all out there, if you all started thinking about the numbers that are missing, see how fast you guys went to the lack of? That's the test. That's the thing you got to overcome. But see, the idea of realizing that also helps people realize that they do that, but they can also take it and make a conscious effort. And, you know, that's one thing I found about energy, too. You do the breathing part, you know, breathe in, breathe out, and practice your breathing. It makes it easier that when you're in the midst of trying to overcome these things, just by knowing how to breathe right helps you to overcome those things quicker. As you realize by putting more, because I started realizing that the idea of breathing, and people, when it seems like as you get older, you seem to breathe less. Or you breathe more of in a shallow way. And when you start learning to breathe again, your mind opens up like you just threw open a bunch of doors. And then you start realizing a lot of things. So it's kind of amazing. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, definitely. And also you can take notice of, you know, like a lot of times something, when an event happens, we, as soon as we're shocked, we stop breathing.
Yeah.
You run across something, somebody, you know, has an accident, and all of a sudden you notice, oh, I'm not breathing anymore. Or
mm-hmm.
somebody scares you, jokingly or really, and all of a sudden you're not breathing anymore. So part of the teachings that we do at the beginning, when we want to, just like you explained, to get people first started, we keep reminding them, please breathe. And the breathing that we practice is very easy. You inhale through the nose
mm-hmm.
and exhale through the mouth. It's called Yahoo breathing. And you make sure that, actually we can practice this. Let's all, you know, we are talking a lot, but why not doing a little practice as well, because, you know, practical stuff is just much more fun than just talking about it. So everybody,
yeah.
would you please just take a breath in through your nose, inhale through your nose, slowly and calmly, and exhale through your mouth, slowly and calmly. Now, I am exaggerating the sound so that since we're talking on the phone, you guys can hear it, but you don't really have to force the air in or out. It has to be very comfortable and easy for you. And if you have any sort of medical condition that doesn't allow you to do this, just breathe the way that you can. A major point, a major issue, a major learning of meditation, connecting to divine, to higher beings, to being calmer, is that whatever you come up with, whatever you practice, you create for yourself, is just fine for yourself. You don't have to follow any particular trend or exercises in order to get started. I have been at training sessions that they said, okay, you have to sit in this particular form. Well, meditation is not a form. Meditation is a state. So if the form that they're encouraging, for good reasons, I'm sure that they're getting very good results from that particular form. If that form does not agree with you and your physics and your body and your being, adjust it and modify it to what agrees with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that will apply, and that's true on everything that I will recommend today or everything that we teach through our classes. So I'm not going to keep repeating that. But please feel free to change it to the way that it sits well with you.
Mm-hmm.
Continuing to breathe, inhale through the nose, and exhale through the mouth. Now, as we do this show, and as your good listeners are listening to this, no matter what you're doing, dear listeners, you're breathing. So please become aware of your breathing. Breathe deeply and slowly. And listen to the program.
Also, with the situation we got going on here.
I'm sorry.
Everybody, I was just going to say to everybody out there, if you are wanting to call in and to ask some questions, feel free to do so. Also, we are doing free readings as always, so if you want to get a couple questions answered, that kind of thing, give us a call here at 646-721-9031. Do you also do private sessions and work with clients that way, that kind of thing?
Yes, I do. We do it in two different formats. One is through the phone, and that way we can reach across the globe anywhere. mm-hmm. and in person. When we do it in person, we have to do it in Southern California. We being actually primarily me, because the other founder of the organization is Amin, my brother, who is extremely busy and unable to meet with people on one-on-one or face-to-face basis, typically.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he teaches the classes, and I go out and I do the one-on-one trainings. The one-on-one trainings or personal trainings and coaching and energy healing that I do, I either do it by phone, over the phone, mainly because energy has no limitations. You don't have to be in physical proximity for energy flow and energy transfer to take place. That's primary number one reason. And number two is that I teach people how to tap into divine energy, and the divine mm-hmm. energy is available anywhere. So it's not like you have to come to my office to have access to that energy. No, that's not true. You can access it anywhere, anytime, anyhow. It's available to you. So mm-hmm. we do one-on-ones, we do classes. Obviously, the telephone approach has the benefit of not having to drive around. And mm-hmm. the other main point is when you want to engage in the practices of connecting to higher beings, energy healing, and divinity, typically you have to be, or it helps when you are in your sacred space. Your sacred space is the space where you feel best at. Some clients want to lay down as they're doing these exercises. Some people mm-hmm. want to sit. Some people prefer to be out in the nature. Some people prefer to be in a very quiet, dark room with a lot of maybe insects.
Mm-hmm.
With a lot of, not insects, I'm sorry, with, you know, like different material that they, yeah, I used the wrong word, and then the main word skipped my mind. So,
like
when you're in your secret space, you can do any of those activities that you like. Incense. Sure. Thank you. I remembered it.
I'm just saying, I just picture a bunch of people out there hanging out in a room with insects, so.
Yeah,
just get
I know.
Get that visualization stuck in my head. So, no, I was just going to say, you know, give them the information so they can actually contact you guys for one-on-one sessions and that kind of stuff. If
sure,
if you give them the information.
As or simple as sending an email to help, H-E-L-P, at healingpack.org. That's healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, pack, P as in Paul, A as in Andy, Q as in Queen, .org.
And if you want, you can also put in the chat room if you want to as well.
Oh, sure. I will do that shortly.
Somebody was asking about migraines in the chat room. You know, the ideal fascination with migraines. And how could mm-hmm. you, I think she's asking, how can you deal with them? Or what's the cause of them?
Well, the very first thing, you know, like anything else, the migraine actually gives me the perfect segue into the second foundation of energy healing.
Uh-huh.
Second foundation of energy healing is thought management. What we mean by thought management is this. Our mind is a beautiful, valuable tool, and it's been created and given to us as a gift within our physical body to mm-hmm. help us in life figure out how to do things. So as such, it is in our body to serve us. It was never meant to be in our body to take control of the whole body. Unfortunately, because of practices that we have engaged in and the industrialized life that we have and the full at-speed life that we have, a lot of times our mind starts going all over the place. I think it has been documented that an average person has like an unbelievable number of thousands of thoughts per hour or day or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thought management is about finding ways to slow down that process so that the thoughts are not that random,
mm-hmm.
and they're not just happening by chance.
Right.
They're happening by our desire. We must be in the driver's seat and the thoughts following us. So the best way, a lot of times when I go to different seminars or I engage with different people, what they talk about is, okay, don't think. And don't think is usually a very hard thing to do. How do I not think? The function of the mind is to think. It's
mm-hmm.
been created. So thinking is a natural element for it. So what we do instead for it is that we plant a default thought or a default prayer in our mind. And the minute we want it to, the minute we notice that it starts jumping all over the place, we go back to that default thought and repeat that thought. The thought could be as simple as, it's a beautiful day and I'm having a great time. I love my children and they are my world. In the name of God, the beloved and the merciful. Any thought that you like, in any language that you like.
Right.
And as you go to that and you start repeating that, what will happen is that the jumping of the mind and the thoughts all over the place will stop. It will become consistent.
Mm-hmm.
It will help the mind slow down.
Mm.
Now, that's one thing that you can do. With respect to migraine specifically, we had a program that we did channeling and we did a radio show on migraine specifically. The dear lady who's asking about it, if she sends an email to help@healingpack.org or anybody else who's interested and listening to this show, if you send an email to help@healingpack.org, I will send you the link on where to how to access the program and listen to it. A lot of times the migraine headache is being caused by not only physical conditions, but also thought processes that are not doing you good.
Mm.
And there are some simple practices. For example, are you living in an environment which is very loud? Are you giving yourself any chance for the mind to rest and relax and have a good time? These are very simple questions.
Yeah.
They have profound or they have huge effects on the mind. For example, say I'm in an environment like a shopping center
mm-hmm.
where it's noisy all the time and it's very crowded all the time. Well, I'm being bombarded with a lot of different things during the course of the day that I'm working there or I'm shopping
mm-hmm.
there. Am I taking any breaks from that? Some
right.
might reply, well, if I'm taking breaks, how can I take time off? Well, you know, maybe you cannot take physical time off, but how about earplugs? You know,
yeah.
a lot of it depends on very personal issues and items. I'm going to try to do a quick search and find that minor migraine program and share with you guys. But
mm-hmm.
it might take, as I said, I don't want to distract my attention. Like right here is a good example. Right now,
mm-hmm.
I'm on this program and I'm talking to your dear listeners. And the question has come up about migraine. And I know I have this goodie that I can share with the lady, but I don't want to distract my attention from the conversation and the show, the radio show, just to satisfy that purpose right now. So I'll make that wait, and I will take care of it later.
Mm-hmm. No, I was kind of curious myself, because I think I have migraines too, and I think the biggest problem is I don't take, like you said before, I don't take time to still the mind and give it time to where it's not having to do anything. Like I'm doing readings all the time. Or I'll go on someone else's show and do readings. And then if I do it too much, which, you know, when you interact with other people, you're taking on those energies too. So the idea of releasing a lot of energy that you picked up from other people and situations and readings and that kind of stuff, I'll wake up the next day with migraines. So I know it's one of those things that I haven't done the proper... I usually do a lot of chakra clearing and meditations to just do that, to still the mind. And when I don't do those things, that's when I get the migraines. And it makes a lot of sense to me. The only thing I was going to say was, if people want to call in and ask some questions,
yeah, go ahead.
The number here is 646-721-9031. We actually have someone on the line right now. Area code 214. Welcome to the show, and you're on the air, and what's your name?
This is Sandy.
Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, no problem. It's no problem at all. It's Sandy, and where are you calling from, Sandy?
I'm calling from Dallas.
Dallas?
Uh-huh.
And I'm sorry, I had a flashback of that series back in the, what was the, 80s? Dallas with JR and everybody. that was geez, kind of funny, isn't it? Did you have a question for our guest, or did you have a couple questions that you like
actually
to have?
Well, I was reading what he does, and I was hoping I could experience one of his. It's called the Divine Energy Healing. He says he's a divine energy healing emitter.
For sure. One way you can try it, Sandy, is if you go on the website that you were reading about it, there is a little icon that corresponds to the radio shows that we have. If you click on that thing, it will show you, it will take you to a radio show page, and you can just practice with that meditation. You know what I'm talking? Are you in front of a computer, Sandy?
Yes, I am.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Yes, she is.
Oh, okay. Right to the left of the screen, you will see a little globe with a headphone set on it. And if you click on it, it will take you to radio shows. That there is a little introduction, and then there is guided meditation, and it's about an hour long, and you can try it.
Okay.
If you like to try it right now, we started with the breathing on the meditation part. We can continue on that. We can do a little meditation online with everybody. Would you like that?
I would love that. Thank you.
Okay. Is that okay with you, Danny?
Yes. Go right ahead.
Okay. So
go right
everybody,
ahead.
Please get comfortable. Uncross your legs, your arms.
Okay.
I see the. I hear the sound of uncrossing. That was some serious uncrossing.
I'm sorry, guys. I was actually having my arms crossed and my legs crossed. I was like, let's make it good and come along. That's okay.
Close your eyes and breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. This is a guided meditation, so as I guide you through the meditation, you are welcome to repeat what I'm saying for yourself out loud in your or in your mind, or just sit quietly and practice with it. Breathing through your nose.
Would you like to have some music?
No, we're good.
Okay.
And out through your mouth. I will not be silent for long, so the program will continue to air. Relax, calm your breath down, and breathe deeply and calmly. And here's where the guiding starts. I'm a child of God. Living on earth.
Living on earth.
Serving myself, the divine, and everybody I come in contact with.
Everybody I come in contact with.
If you like to repeat, Sandy, please put your phone on the mute so you're just repeating it for yourself.
Okay. How do I put it on mute?
I don't know. You're holding the phone. There is probably a mute button on it, or if you don't have a mute button, maybe you can just repeat it quietly.
Okay, I'll quiet.
Thank you. I'm a child of God, living on earth, serving myself, divine, and everybody I come in contact with. I set and synchronize my intention with divine intention at the highest level and flow in the river of healing energy, love, joy, peace, and compassion. I trust in God and accept my destiny. And I filter every thought, every emotion, and every act that I engage in through the filter of love, joy. Now that we have said it, let's practice. Imagine yourself going up a very beautiful mountain. Top of this mountain, everything is perfect, everything is fine, everything is just the way it's supposed. Look around yourself, find yourself the perfect spot that created just for you. Go to that spot. You can sit down, you can do anything that you want. You are completely free. Archangel Michael, Archangel Daniel, Archangel Uriel, Archangel Jeff Gabriel, and Archangel Metatron, we request for your assistance on top of the Mountain of the Light. Help us with everything that we are supposed to receive with meditation practice. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. We request everybody we engage in, for everybody, some support who can use.
Donnie, are you still on the phone?
Yes, Mom.
Are you still listening?
Yes.
And as we experience this meditation, we are also experiencing the daily changes and interruptions that come through the course of the day, which gives us a perfect example to practice. You are divine, you're through your nose and out through your mouth. Everything is perfect. Everything is just the way it's supposed to be. If your mind and your thoughts get away from you, create and repeat your default thought. It could be something like, I am doing good and everything is fine. I am doing good
everything is fine. As you repeat that thought, as you repeat your favorite prayer, you'll have a chance to slow down. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. As you're sitting here, a beautiful beam of healing energy comes to you from above and from below. From above, it relaxes your head, above your head where your crown chakra is. Starts flowing down just like when you are in the shower, just like water running down your head. Feel it as it's coming down your forehead, touching your eyes and your cheeks, down to your mouth. The teeth are relaxed, the jaw is relaxed. There is a slight gap between your upper and lower teeth. Your chin is relaxed. As the energy washes down, every single cell of your body that it touches is relaxed. From the bottom, the energy of earth is entering your feet. Those are relaxed. And the energy moves up to your ankles, to your shins, to your knees, and slowly, slowly, slowly comes up. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Any sensation that comes, welcome it, hug it, love it, and enjoy it. You do not need to question it at the moment. You do not need to analyze it. At the moment, give yourself permission to just have a good time, to just enjoy your quiet moment. The energy of the above is washing down your body, down on your neck, to your shoulders, to your chest, and to your heart. Let it circulate there. Let it flow there. The energy of the below is coming up your legs, to your waist, to your lower abdominal, upper abdomen, and eventually to your chest and your heart as well. In your heart, these energies mingle and circulate. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. We ask for the divine energy, the healing energy, to go where it needs to go, to open up the channels and the blockages that it needs to open up. Sensations that you're having are just fine. Enjoy them. Remember to keep breathing. There is plenty of energy around. Energy coming to you. You want child of God, and you deserve every single bit of love, joy, peace, and compassion you're experiencing. Just to your gift, breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth. Now slowly, we can come back down the mountain and back to our being. If you like to stay up there, feel free to do so. And come on down whenever you like. We walk down, you're in good hands. We have the energy with us and keep it with us for the rest of the evening. Did you come back with us, Sandy?
I think part of me staying there. That was beautiful.
I'm not surprised that part of you is staying there. We often have people who want to stay up there and not come down. So enjoy yourself. It is perfectly safe. May I ask what your experience was, Sandy?
Oh, absolute. I just felt so much light and so much energy in the heart, and the beautiful presence of the angels. And it was just a joyful, blissful, peaceful feeling, loving feeling, I should say. And I just feel very grateful. Thank you.
Fantastic. And the beauty of it, Sandy, is that this is available to you 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
In that, you can do this anytime, anywhere that you choose. The training really, really simple. And I covered a lot of it during the show. We talk about breathing, about the default thought. Things that I'm saying, it's called the setting of intention, and at the website we have a scrolling text that has that setting of intention, and it can be adjusted and changed to your specific liking. Now, wouldn't it be nice to do this whenever you feel you want to do this?
Absolutely. I will be looking at
Sorry. So, I'm glad that you played. I'm glad that you enjoyed. I sensed the energy that was coming in. And I think it was very strong energy. And as much as I love to make the claim, dear listeners, it's not my energy, it's divine energy. I'm simply a channeler and a channeler here who's showing you the path. I'm just a guide. You are the fantastic being who has access to the energy. So please come on.
So, Sandy, would you have any other questions?
No, I just want to thank you both again. I'm so grateful. It was really beautiful.
You're
welcome. Please do visit us on healingpack.org. Get on the email, on the healing and prayer list, and take advantage of this. All that you want. This is all free out there, this part of it. And it's just for you guys to take. And Psychic Journeyman is good enough to allow me to be on its show and share this with you. So I'm very thankful.
No, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you, Sandy, for calling.
And
okay.
Now, on your program introduction, I was reading it, and I saw that you wanted to talk about higher beings.
Yeah, well, the thing I was going over is we've actually discussed this book called The Super Beings a couple times here on the show.
Yes.
It's a book by a guy named John Randolph Price, and it talks about what I was trying to go over a little bit was the talks about how you can become a super being, which is just the ideal coming into your own and realizing that you can manifest the life that you want, or I guess you would say have the life that you were meant to have in the first place. So we've gone over this book a couple of times where I get a kick out of some of the things he says in here, because it was something you said too, or, you know, a lot of people have a tendency to follow their own way, but it says actually has a book called The Alchemist Handbook too, by the same guy, where it's talking about divine energy and divine alchemy. And the book itself has a tendency to veer away from the accepted idea of conscious and subconscious mind, and underscores the fact that why we are all of God, why we are not all of God, God is all of us. And it includes the mind of decision and choices and the principle of creative power. So it's just the idea, I think, in some of the sense that we're like going over a lot of this material, sometimes just the idea of helping people understand it and what you think will happen. Because if you think, I mean, I sit here and listen to people when I'm in situations, always observing, and I feel like it's very true that what we think and what we talk about, we bring about. Because I've heard so many people talk about where my life is this, this, and this, and this, and they keep rehashing it, and I look at them, and I look at their lives, and I'm sort of going, it makes sense, because listen to them as they're talking, and they're, you know, they sit there and say things, they question their lives, but at the same time, you can see that they're actually just attracting more to them of the same thing. And I think some of us get, actually, the gossip thing, I think, is the worst. Well, we don't realize that when we're telling our friends what happened to us today or what happened yesterday or just rehashing whatever story it is, we're reaffirming it. And if we could just take that same kind of energy and focus in the other direction on what we do want and how we do want our lives to go, instead of always, I guess you would say, always complaining about the lack of, or, you know. And I'm not saying that I haven't been guilty of it myself, of getting caught up in the whole idea. I think just asking the question, where is it, is kind of focusing on the lack of. And it's a little bit, it's a little bit of thing, but still, at the same time, you're like, you kind of shake your head sometimes, even with yourself, you know. In everyday life, you kind of got pulled into it for a second when you're like, okay, where's all my freaking money? I should have a whole lot more than I do now, which means at that time you're focusing on the lack of what you think you should have. So I was sitting there going over this book, and it was just kind of amazing when it talks about, you know, you can make a choice. You can either focus on the lack of, or you can focus on what you want. You can't do both. And in the process of doing one or the other, that's exactly what's going to happen. We were talking about the law of attraction being like the law of gravity. It doesn't matter who you are, what color you are, what nationality, what planet you're from, or whatever. The law of gravity says if you step out from a building, you will hit the ground. And it's the same thing with the law of attraction. You know, it doesn't matter what you're thinking or what you're saying, that's exactly what you're going to get. So I was looking at it, but in the Super Beings book, it also talks about many, if you can take and focus and really work with energy and direct it in the right way, you can basically, you know, you can, like, there's some of the situations in here of people correcting blindness. people permanently with the withered limbs, you know, by taking energy and directing it in certain parts of the body, have actually restored those limbs to where they're strong and normal. Where a person who has a business that's in ruins suddenly attracts an avalanche of customers or certain opportunities to bring it around very quickly just by changing one's thinking and raising their vibration and working with energy in a different way. Some of the things in here that we don't understand, because I've heard this from a lot of people, and I've also heard this from certain psychics too, that I'm not going to mention any names, but I'm just saying, hearing someone say, you cannot change, there are certain things you can't change. That, like, you can't change the ideal, like, if you're wanted by the cops, you can't really change that when the warrant just disappears, and you learn a divine lesson, where you start looking at the whole thing, and you forgive yourself, and the process of forgiving yourself, your life changes, because your energy changed. It's no longer going in a different direction of the fear of what might happen to you. You start focusing on what you would like to happen, so the energy flow has changed, your frequency has gone up, and everything's changed. And I've heard people say, well, you can't change those things. And the hardest part about me, okay, if you want to say it that way, is we're told that you can't get a house unless you have money. You can't get a house unless you get a good credit, and so on and so on. I say that's bull. That's a human concept. That's what I don't. We have, and that's a balancing. It's an unbalancing of focusing on just human, and not really focusing on balance, which is the balance between the physical and the spiritual, that we can overcome anything. Because the reason I say what the hardest thing about me is, I've experienced those things. So it's kind of hard to sit there and listen to someone say, well, you say that you're wanted by the cops, or you want to get your driver's license, but it's revoked, so you have to do certain things before you can get him back. And I say, no, I think if we just focus on the concept, I want him back, we can do that. And the reason I say that is because I was actually in Florida about 5 years ago, and I wanted to get my license, and what I thought happened is I walked in the motor vehicles, and I knew my license, and I knew my license were no longer valid because I thought they expired. So I walked in this place, and I said my main goal was to walk in, get my license, and walk out. And everybody can look at me going, well, you can't do that. Watch me. So I walked to the motor vehicles, walked in, and I only had one thought in my mind, and I was very passionate about it too, because I knew once I got those license, it was going to open a lot of doors for me. So I sat there and walked in there, went through the whole process. The lady did ask me if my license were revoked, and as far as I knew, they wasn't. They were just expired. So I walked in there, got my driver's license, took my little picture, walked back out, and a lot of people were looking at me like, how'd you do that? Well, what I did was I wanted my license. And they go, well, that's impossible. I said, why is that? Well, I found out later on in Ohio, I was in Florida, in Ohio, my license were revoked. And so the idea of me walking in there, you're right. Logically, walking in there, I should never get my license. But see, the one thing that happened, it did happen. And I did get my license, and I walked out of there. And for some reason, the computers also, I got pulled over like twice since then. And every time I got pulled over, all I got was a ticket and sent on my way. Okay, guys, I've actually gone to the courthouse and in the process of paying those tickets and everything like that. For some reason, the computer, and I sit there and focus on this too. I swear to you, I sit there and focus on the computer, having a computer glitch that would erase my record. And for a period of time, that's exactly what happened. Same thing when I was in Florida, when I was in Colorado. People tell you that you have to have money to get an apartment. You have to have money to get a house, and money to get a business. And I've heard that excuse a lot. So it seems like sometimes these things motivate me to go prove people wrong. So when I was in Colorado, I got an apartment before I had the money. I got my shop, where I ended up owning half of it before I had any money. But one thing did happen that told me that I was supposed to be in those situations. I also attracted the money to keep them for a very long time. So that's what I'm saying. The only thing I can really put in the difference is I changed my thinking. I was working with energy. I was focusing on accomplishing things. I started focusing on nothing but what I wanted. I stopped thinking about the possibilities of what could happen. Not saying it hasn't happened from time to time, which I think that's what journaling is really good for me. writing and focusing and affirmations. When I lost my focus, those were good to help me keep my focus going on. 3 years ago, I actually manifested getting back with an ex-fiance that everybody said that was impossible because she was in Florida and I was in Ohio. So we're like 1,200 miles away from each other. But I focused and wrote things in my journal. And what amazed me later on was when I did get back with that girl, everything in that journal that I written down and focused on intensely, even the point of her coming and picking me up, because I always thought that since she left me, she needed to come back and pick me up. So I wrote that in my journal. I kind of hesitated for a minute when I wrote it because she was 1,200 miles away.
Yes.
But certain situations and events happened where I went from being 1,200 miles to being 12 miles. And then she came the rest of the way, and that one thing I hesitated in writing in my journal about her coming and getting me, that's exactly what she did. It's like I came to Florida, she came and picked me up, and it seemed like that's how the whole thing started. So, you know, when I sit there and I tell people all the time that they think that just by simply changing your thinking or working with energy and that kind of stuff, how can that really change your life? I guess in some sense of the word, people have a hard time with things they can't really see. But I'm telling you that the one things you really can't see are the ones that seem to be the most powerful. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. It's interesting. The basic two underlying factors that make big differences in our lives, in every person's life, are love and fear. When you act out of love, what you set out is the energy of love, so what you receive is the energy of love. When you act out of fear, what you're sending out is the energy of fear, and what you receive is the energy of fear. Now, fear in itself, all energy, you know, we have a law of science, the law of energy, that says all energy is neither created or nor destroyed. It only changes shape.
Mm-hmm.
What that is that the fear that you're talking about in itself is just love that has changed shape. And if you look at the activities that we engage in, from the minute we open our eyes in the morning to the minute that we go to sleep and in our sleep, or lack of, case of migraine or other sleeping disorders, the root of everything, it comes down to fear. Either fear of myself, fear of my capability, fear of my limitations, fear of my restrictions, or external fears, fear of something or somebody out there. Now, if all of this is based on fear, I change the fear to love, then all of the underlying factors reaches over to love. Now, this doesn't mean that we're just going to all become a bunch of flower people and just go around sending kisses and hugs and this and that to each other. It would be great if we do, but we're not doing that. What I'm talking about is if I'm getting in my car to drive from point A to point B, and somebody is stuck on the road who can use my help with a little bit of a right away, why not extend them the love and give them that right of way? I'm going to work, and I believe my boss is a complete idiot who doesn't know anything, and he can't do anything right, and he's in that position for no good reason. Since I have to be there, and since I have to listen to him, and since I have to follow instructions, why not give him the love of respecting his leadership? If I'm dealing with myself and I quit my job and I made a couple of bad moves and I hooked up with the wrong people and I did a couple of things that I shouldn't have done, and the arrest warrant was issued, and the cops are after me, and blah, 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 blah. Why not give myself the love of, okay, I made a mistake. I made more than one mistake. I made these mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I see them. I recognize. And I will, that's my intention. I will make my best effort to do better. In that case, what I'm doing is I'm extending the love to myself.
Mm.
Now, here's the, you talked about law of attraction. See, the law of attraction is not like this, that I go, oh, I have no money, I want to win the lotto. That sentence took about less than 3 seconds to say. Now, if I, after that, I keep thinking, like you were talking about, Danny, I don't have it. I'm poor. They're going to take the house. They're going to take the car. I don't have it. What I'm doing is I'm practicing not having 23 hours and 55 seconds, and I practice having for 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even.
Right.
That's where these things are different. And the reason we were talking about love is this. If I start acting out of love, I will have to start showing love to myself first. As I become loving with myself, then I can become loving with other people. This is how that works, that concept. Our being is like a bucket. Whatever this bucket, with the course of our, whatever we put in our bucket by our words, by our action, by our thoughts, by our daily activity, that's what fills up the bucket, and that's what starts flowing down. So, if I'm beating up on myself, and I'm fearful of the actions that I've taken and the future I'm going to have, as I start interacting with the person on the street, fear is going to overflow. And they're going to see that fear, and they're going to sense that fear, and they're going to respond to that fear. But if I put love in that, if I deal with myself on a caring, loving basis, then my bucket gets filled up with love. And that love will come up. And people will also see that. People will also notice that. Now, put yourself in this position. You're standing on the street, and two people walk up to you. One of them is completely panicked and fearful and nervous, and the other one is loving, smiling, calm, and pleasant. Who would you talk to? Who would you want to talk to first?
The pleasant one.
The pleasant one.
Mm-hmm.
It's just natural. Now, both of those people are. Both of those people are part of your inner child, your inner being. Just that, based on some circumstances, the negative one has practiced a lot more. It has had the front row or the shotgun seat for much longer than the kind. What we're doing, we're saying, okay, let the kind one also get the front seat. Let the loving one also come on out. You have a side that a fighter, great. Keep it for the time and for the situation that fighting is the only and the last action required, not the first action. Don't go at everybody, including yourself, a fighting mentality. Because you're going to get tired. And as you get tired, you get beat up. Pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the misconception of law and law of attraction is there. A lot of people, you know, like they go, well, but I said I wanted this and I wanted that for so long. How come it's not happening? Because it's not just what you say. It's what you practice. It's like me talking about exercising and the gym all day long and never going to the gym. Am I going to have a fit physical body? No. I'm going to have a normal one because all I'm doing is I'm just talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a couch sports person. I'm not a real sports person who goes out and sweats and tries and makes the effort to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Practice is what's needed, and practice makes perfect. Now that we've established practice is the key and love is the burning oil for our being to keep moving forward, the next item that comes into play is remembering to do this stuff and continuing to do this journey. See, what happens is people go to these fantastic, fabulous events, seminars, workshops, listen to this radio program, and everything that we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it makes sense. You know, they sit down, they practice, and they have a little sensation, and it's fine, it's perfect. And say, yeah, I'm all for this. Because at the moment, they're excited. As that hour finishes, we need to remember and slow ourselves down and go back to doing the practices that we enjoy. Change our habits. Danny, do you know, it only takes 6 weeks for us to change a habit that we have?
Mm-hmm.
If we want to become... Yeah. If you... Whatever it is that you're doing or not doing, if you want to change it, if you repeat that change for a period of about 6 weeks,
mm-hmm.
it will become routine and normal, and the change will be there. But
yeah.
If you remember to do it, if you choose to do it.
Yeah. I know I've actually had a couple, another book, guys. I'm just saying, I like it. I like these certain things I focus on, but these are things that got me started. And it was a book called The Abundance Book. It's a 40-day prosperity plan, and what you do is you basically recite certain affirmations for about 40 days to combat negative thinking.
40 days, Danny, I'm sorry for interrupting you. You say 40 days. A
mm-hmm.
week is 7 days long. Six times seven?
Mm-hmm.
42 days. 6 weeks, 40 days.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I started doing that thing. But they do say in the book, too, that if you're going to start it, you have to stick with it and follow it through completely. Because if you stop, you basically... It's like changing the energy. So you stop the direction you're going in, and it starts going back to where you were in the first place. So basically what it recommends is if you do that, then you have to start all over again to get a
I'm going to give a slight modification on that. If you stop, it's not like you lost everything. So it's not like you have to start beating up on yourself that, oh, why did I stop me, idiot? No. It's just that
mm-hmm.
you slow down your progress. So you're probably going to have to go a few steps back to pick it up again. I know you exercise and you like the gym. Is that correct, Danny?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What's that?
It's
sorry.
Like this. Huh?
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
It's like this. You go to the gym and you have this routine that it has enabled you to lift, say, 200 pounds for like 10 strokes.
Mm-hmm.
If you go on vacation for a week or two and don't do your routine, when you come back, you might have to go down from 200 to, say, 180, or instead of doing 10 repetitions, maybe you can only do 8 repetitions. But pretty soon, the old stuff comes back.
Yes, muscle memory.
You have been practicing it.
Right.
The key element is not to beat up on ourselves when we fall off the wagon.
Yes, that's
you know,
definitely important.
I like meditation, and I do meditation every day. But there are days that my life demands do not allow me to dedicate the time that I like to that meditation. When that happens, I do not start practicing frustration. Why didn't I do it today? No, I didn't do it today because there was something more important that I had to take care of. You know, life is full of surprise. So as life happens, the key element is to practice meditation. Now, the meditation that we are talking about is not always sitting in the corner of the room and having your legs crossed and going, The teachings that we do, which also show how to integrate the meditation techniques into everyday life. So what happens then is, if I couldn't do the meditation in the morning on my regular hour because I had to leave to go meet with a client, fine. The time that I'm spending behind the wheel driving, I will start my breathing, I will start my thought management, I will do my meditation during that time. Instead of listening to the music that I always listen to, or instead of getting frustrated why there is so much traffic. Since I've started these practices, whenever I run into traffic, it's like, yay, all right, I love it. I can meditate now.
Mm-hmm. Hey, how do you spell your name?
It's E as in Edward, A as in Andy, M as in Mary, E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, Eman.
Eman.
It reads like E-M-E-N, Eman.
Well, everybody was asking which one he was, and I was like, Eman.
Yes. When you send an email, dear listeners, to help@healingpack.org, we meaning the founders of Healing Pack, who are me, my brother. One of us will answer you, and I assure you that you will like the responses regardless of who answers you. Amin, my brother, he's my older brother, and also my teacher. So if you like what I'm talking to you about, you will love what he talks about, and he teaches the classes. And if you don't like what I'm talking about, you can complain to him since he's my teacher.
No problem. I'll let him know. But I was going to just remind everybody, we are doing readings today, so we got 31 minutes left. If you want to call and get in, if you want to ask some questions to Eman or just ask some questions psychically, feel free to call in at 646-721-9031. Let me also take this time to give my information out, too. I also do private readings. Then you can contact me at 937-838-6337, or contact me through my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And if you call and leave a message at my website and then right now, or leave a message on my phone to get a reading after the show, I'll give you an additional 10% off of what the price is for the people who call in. And usually it's for people who call the show, it's for a 60-minute session is $65. A 30-minute session is $45, and if you want to get a 15-minute session, that is $30. And if you call in while we're on the show right now and leave a message on my phone or through my website that you want to do a reading after the show, I'll give you an additional 10% off that. So get in there, and plus also right now I'm trying to get home to Colorado, and we're, you know, the ideal of keeping the show going on. So I do have a fund that you can donate to, which is called Going to Manitou Springs, Colorado Fund, and also Support My Shows Fund. If you'd like to donate to those, anybody who donates $5 or more, I will give you a 5-card angel reading. So I also tell everyone to if you donate to the fund and you want your 5-card angel reading, leave me some kind of message that you did that, because a lot of people have been donating but not taking advantage of the 5-card angel reading. They're just wanting to donate to the show. We've had a 45 minute. We have had a $45 donation, a $5 donation. So, you know, it's just one of those things of keeping the show going on, the format and that kind of stuff. Because I like having guests on the show, and I like having the idea that when you call in to get readings, that you can actually take advantage of 2 or 3 psychics. So go ahead and do that. I just want to stress to everybody to understand that when I say free readings and you call the show, that's exactly what I mean. So therefore, if you're all asking questions, I just want to put those to rest and say, if you call the show and you're not able to donate to the fund, that's okay. I have not turned away anybody, and I don't plan on turning anybody away anytime soon. I made a promise to myself when I started doing this kind of work that I would never turn anybody away, no matter what the financial situation or the situation at all. Okay? So it's just one of those things. So I would really appreciate if you guys donate those things. Help me get home and help me to support the show and keep it going. And the 2-hour and 3-hour shows do take a lot of work and that kind of thing. So if you feel like doing that, I'd appreciate every dollar. So thank you. And I appreciate it, and everybody who's been here, and everybody who's been listening to the show, and it's just been a great, great run so far, and I want to keep it going. I like doing this. I just love doing this kind of work, and this seems like a really great format, because I know for a fact that when you guys call in, that's one reason I want to keep it going, too, because for every reading that you do, it touches about 5 or 10 people who are actually listening, because we're all crossing each other's paths for a reason. So I like to keep that path open as long as I can, and I just feel like Colorado is where I'm supposed to be at. So, you know, let's all get together in a group effort and then help me get home. Right now, I actually have 2 shows on too. So I have a morning show on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 11 a.m. called The Missing Spiritual Link with Donnie and Courtney. Courtney's back this week. I'm not really sure how it's going to go, but we're taking it one day at a time. And if you tune in to Wednesday, our show is going to be about UFOs and the Atlantic Connection, which means connecting it to Atlantis. So tune in for that. That's 11 a.m. Eastern. And then I have a show here that you're listening to right now, which is Psychic Journeyman, which is on 6 days a week. We have shows on from Monday through Thursday from 8 to 10, and then Fridays and Saturdays. If everybody knows by now that Fridays and Saturdays are just shows that we do readings, nothing but readings, and those are 3-hour shows, and they go from 8 to 11. Then 8 to 11, that's Eastern time, so join us with that, too, as well. And what else was I going to say? And if you do want to get a private reading with me, just contact me. Number is 937-838-6337. If you want to advertise through my show, go get a price what it costs to advertise on a show like this. Contact me. I'll cut it by half. If you want to sponsor the show, call me and let's sit down and talk. If you are a family out there or a couple who have gifted children and you're not really sure how to deal with that whole situation and you want some help, I also work with families that are in those situations, helping the children and the parents work together to enhance that child's gift. So give me a call. Those are different sessions, but I can work within anybody's budget. So give me a call at 937-838-6337. I'll be happy and just waiting to work with every one of you. So let's get back to the show here. And like I said, we're doing readings. So if you want to call in, we've still got 25 minutes. The number is 646-721-9031. We're talking to our guest today, Eamon. And we've done a couple meditations. Pretty intense, but that is just a description. It was actually very relaxing. I'll be the first one to say that. And yeah, the noise you heard me do was I was actually my legs and my arms were definitely crossed. So crossed those suckers, but I got kind of tangled up in my chair for a minute. So it's amazing with the headset that I have that either they have a headset that has a cord that's too long or too short, and I guess I just can't get it in the middle. So I'm kind of wrestling with this thing, but I've actually had to take an 8-foot cord. I don't know why they put an 8-foot cord on something like that, but it's kind of gets kind of tangled up, and I didn't realize how tangled up it was. So it's kind of a boom, boom, boom. But, you know, untangling energy could be anything. Just got your legs and your arms, and so I was making sure I was wide open for it.
And what happened then is a perfect example of what happens during regular life. A lot of times as we set our mind and our plans to do something, we run into different challenges, distractions. So the noises and the things that came through the meditation, it actually offered us a opportunity to practice it better. And interestingly enough, any time that we do this kind of practice, as distractions happen, people don't get upset. They just feel, see, here's an example of it. My own phone is ringing. So, and I have to thank that friend of mine because his timing could not have been any better than that. So as the distraction happens, and this is to everybody who's listening out there, guys, when something happens that you did not plan on, when something happens that you did not anticipate, it's not necessarily a disaster. A lot of times it's an opportunity to practice and do, get, and be better. For example, I want to go from point A to point B, and I figure out the drive or the ride or the walk or whatever means that I'm using is going to take half an hour. So I leave in plenty of time to get there in half an hour, and I run into an accident in the middle of my path. Yes, I have the choice. I have the free will to get all bent out of shape and start cussing and yelling and getting pissed off and shouting at the people who had the accident or whatever, why are you slowing me down? Or I have the choice to realize, I'm going to be late, but as I get there, in what state am I going to be there? Am I going to be in a state that I desire, in a state that will serve the purpose, my purpose, and the other party's purpose the best? Or am I going to be all bent out of shape? So it gives me an opportunity to practice and keep my state intact. Now, the other party, the receiving party, also has that opportunity. They may cancel the appointment, or they may choose to say, I understand, and it's not a problem, let's continue. And that's where the dance takes place.
Yeah.
We were talking earlier about, Danny, anytime that you wish to interrupt me, if a caller comes online or if you have anything that you want to change with, please go right ahead. I'm just going with the flow here, and as information is coming to me, I'm sharing with you. So please feel free to stop me anytime that you like.
Oh, no problem. I will.
Anytime, earlier we were talking about higher beings. What is a higher being? A higher being is basically a spirit. Spirits are energy forms. We have spirits, we have energy forms, so in that sense, we are all higher beings. The question that comes into play is, do we recognize that? And do we choose to act in the path of our higher being and in the path that serves our divine purpose the best or not? For example, if I like drinking,
mm-hmm.
do I drink alcohol for social and fun reasons, or do I start drinking in the morning all the way to night and then back to the morning and just damage everything in the process?
Mm-hmm.
That is my choice. I'm still a higher being. I'm just a higher being who's using his or her power in the path that does not serve him or her the best.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing is, nobody else in the physical plane, and even in the non-physical plane, in the metaphysical plane, is able to interfere with our freedom of choice. If I choose to be a certain way, nobody can change it except for me. Even when they force me and jail me and torture me and do all that stuff, they're only messing with the surface. You are seeing a very good example of it in the Middle East these days.
Mm-hmm.
All the dictators are facing this issue now because they have been forcing their people to do different things. And people are going, enough is enough. I'm a higher being, and I have freedom. And I'm going to choose to exercise my freedom. And
mm-hmm.
that's what we are seeing out there. There are other higher beings who are available to help us. And they're in the form of angels, archangels, masters, grandmasters, prophets, and the loved ones that who have passed and crossed the physical plane. All of these beings are energetic entities available, ready, and willing to
mm-hmm.
help us. But they can only do so when we ask for their help. They're not allowed to interfere, except for very severe conditions where one's life is in danger.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially what happens is we can tap into communication with these higher beings and ask them to guide us, to assist us.
Ooh.
The funny thing is, as we do that and they start assisting us, we will start arguing with them.
Yes.
For example, I sit down to meditate, and in the course of meditation, say, for example, I
mm-hmm.
see white light. Immediately my mind goes, did I really see white light? No, come on, you didn't see white light.
Yeah.
Or I want to go from, I don't know, from point A to point B, and something out of nowhere tells me, no, don't take the freeway. Take the streets today.
Mm-hmm.
I go, no, wait a minute, I can't take the streets, there are too many lights, it's going to slow me down. So I get on the freeway, and guess what, there is an accident on the freeway, and I'm late.
Yeah, I understand that too.
And I know, or like the funny one, the one that I really like is, have you noticed whenever you go to an intersection and you look over to the guy next in the sitting in the next car, within
uh-huh.
like 2-3 seconds, they turn around and start looking at you?
Yeah. They can hear
so
something going on, right?
Is, place. Energy exchange is taking place.
What
we need,
yes, I believe that one. No, I was just going
to
say.
We need to be aware of it,
mm-hmm.
and we need to access it. We need to acknowledge it. It's like this. If I'm talking to Danny, and Danny chooses not to respond back to me, after like 5 or 10 sentences, I'm going to say, well, I better stop talking. He doesn't want to talk to me. He doesn't say anything.
Oh, we actually have some callers. So, Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. No, we have some callers, and I didn't want to interrupt you or anything.
Let's put them on. No, bring them on.
Okay. Because I was just going to say, with my situation, I had the same thing. I was going to try to get myself from a homeless section. I mean, a homeless situation. And I was arguing with my guide, saying, you know, they were saying, go to this hotel, and this person will give you a free room. I said, that ain't going to happen, because they don't have, I mean, that's $35 a night. I'm sitting, and my angels and guys are like, you said you wasn't going to argue with this. Oh,
he
I guess I am
arguing. You know, like, if the guy is going to say no, give him the chance and the opportunity to say no. Do not answer for them.
Yeah, I know, and that's what I did. I walked up in there, and sure enough, the lady gave me a free room, and then she told I had a job. I just didn't have a place to stay, and I was going to get paid in 2 days, and I told her, and I was just thinking too logically, I guess, and I was saying, I don't want to sleep on the streets, and they're pointing me in the direction to go, and they're saying, okay, you don't want to sleep on the streets, then go to this hotel, which actually started a chain of events that actually was one positive thing after another, so it was a really good decision to just follow through, but it was one of those times where we have a tendency to get away from our listening to our guides and angels and listen to the divine. And that was just one of those things. I guess it was a hard situation that some people would say, well, you know, why did you have to become homeless to start listening again? I said, well, maybe I was just being hard-headed. So, you know.
Yeah.
So let's bring on a couple callers here. And here we go. 276. Hello.
Hey, Donnie.
It's Amy. How are you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing great and well respected. How about you?
Good, good. I've got my friend Sue on the line. Say hi to Sue.
Hey, Sue.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Sue. How do you do? Do you have a dog?
Oh,
Sue?
No. I wish I had a buck for every time somebody said that.
You'll be rich, but do you have a? How about this one? How you doing, Sue? Do you have a dog named Boo? Do you also go
Boo-Boo?
No, but
I've called my kitty cat Boo before.
And when your boyfriend says, I don't like you, do you go Boo-Hoo? So, you know.
No.
You don't do that?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I tell him that he doesn't have to.
I'm just asking the question, Sue. So don't get mad at me or Sue, okay? But,
Hey, Andy, next time we don't use my real name, okay?
Okay.
Oh, why not? That was a lot of fun. You made my day. I think you got some great energy, so you should hide.
I had an experience that my whole life was like flipped upside down. I thought I was going someplace and got into a move.
Uh-huh.
Left my work behind, left my old home behind, and pretty much said goodbye. But I ended up back here last summer, and I'm having a hard time not readjusting to coming back to a place that had ended. And I was just wondering if you could tell me what would be the best place to focus in order to get moving forward again. The best area.
Well, Sue, one thing I would sit here and say is, you know, the very first thing that comes to me and really quickly was just, you need to focus on you. You know, when I sit here and look at situations with people trying to get settled in certain places, they are thinking about outer things that made them comfortable at one time, because going inwards was not that comfortable. And I keep getting the same thing, looking within and working to get comfortable, so therefore you can actually be comfortable no matter where you go. That's the first thing I keep picking up on. And I think I'm not saying you don't like yourself. I'm just saying that's the answer I keep getting over and over again, that you need to focus on you and work. And the things that you are missing on the outside is because you're not really realizing them. I don't want to say you're missing them on the inside, but those things need to be addressed within you. And I'm sitting here talking to you. I'm actually shuffling some cards. So if everybody wondering what that noise is, that's me shuffling. I have a very big deck. So,
I'm familiar with that noise.
Yeah, and also, Amy, we figured out what the noise was, the boom, 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 boom. I was sitting there, some lady told me the other day, she goes, what is that noise? And I'm like, I don't know. And I found out what it was. It was, as I do my show, or if I'm on the radio at all, or on other people's shows, I have a rocking chair that I sit in that makes that noise.
Oh.
So I was like, because I said, I stopped rocking. I asked her, I said, you hear it now? She goes, no. I said, you hear it now? And she's like, yeah. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. But but I did figure it out. So I stopped at the podcast.
I thought you were kicking the desk or something. Was it hitting something?
Oh, no. That was the day my mom came up. That was me hitting the desk. So that was a little irritating. That was like the third time she interrupted me, and I was like, bam, come on. And that was a hit in the desk. But we found out later on it was the noises people were hearing was a rocking chair. So I'm not going to stop rocking because it calmed me. So that's part of my meditation.
I wanted to say hello to your guest, too. I've been enjoying the conversation, how he was talking about changing things by saying them, like, for, like, 6 weeks.
Yes. Iman.
Uh-huh. Hello, Amy and Sue. This is Iman.
Hi, Nima. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, ladies?
We're great.
What I loved about what you were sharing earlier, I believe Sue was sharing, in order for anything new to come in, Sue, something old has to wrap up. So typically when we come to a point that we think nothing is happening, it's just preparing for good stuff to come in. Think of your home, like a house with a garage. As we put stuff in the garage, we keep accumulating junk in the garage, right? So eventually, sometime, you got to have a garage sale and clean up that garage so that you can continue to park the car or whatever in that garage. Life is pretty much the same way. We call it baggage in regular terms.
Yeah.
As we have these baggages, what are we letting go so that something else can come in and open it up? So when you were sharing that you moved back to the city, that you moved back, and things are not happening yet, basically what you're saying is that they're not happening on the schedule that you're expecting them to happen. But you never know when that one break is going to come in. So that's why you got to keep working. And, you know, like what I loved about the conversation was that you guys were all happy, laughing, joyful. And that's the key. That's beautiful. Because that keeps the road open.
That's why I like joking with people. You know, when you start doing those kind of things, get people laughing, their resistance goes down about 10%. And if you keep doing it, pretty soon you're wide open and you just kind of, and you're having fun spontaneously.
You know that joy provides for healing or facilitates healing at the cell level in our body? When we are joyful, the body starts healing much better than when we are sad.
Right. I know, I feel better.
Right.
Some of but this stuff is really funny.
Yeah, it makes you reach forward, right?
What's that? Yeah, because
joy makes you reach forward. It makes you reach.
Yeah, you were thinking, I mean, I was just center focusing when you were talking about the in the process of focusing and saying things are not happening the way I want them to, your reference is things from the past. So you're still thinking about past things, which you're thinking about the lack of because you don't have those anymore. They can also deter you from what you're trying to do. Because I was just sitting there looking and goes, like, and my cards were saying music. There's a really strong connection with you and music. And, It just shows something there emerging, where it's like you're very sensitive, and music has a tendency to help you let down your resistance. But it's definitely talking about focusing and meditating and listening to your divine guidance, because I got patience, but the patient card that came to me was more of, things are going to start really happening very quickly. So you're going to have the patience to deal with that, as in realizing even in the process of things unfolding fast as they are, you know, to still nurture them, be patient. Because sometimes we can get impatient because things are happening too fast. How am I going to deal with this? And, oh, wow, this is coming into, and just those things like that, when it's just saying, okay, you make your schedule. It's your life. Slow down. Take a look at it. Organize and take care of the situation, because everything's happening for a reason. Because, I mean, you're sitting there focusing on manifesting things. So, therefore, if things are dropping in your lap and crossing your path, and people are coming in there and they're doing this and they're doing that, it's because you have called it in. So, therefore, it's saying be patient, because you called this in, so there is a way of dealing with all of it, because it's all happening right now. So give yourself credit for being that person who can do that. And realize you do, because a lot of times when we sit here and say, okay, I can't deal with this, it's like almost like your brain's hearing, I don't deserve this. So get rid of it. When you sit there and say, okay, fine, it's all happening, there's got to be a way for all this to fall into place. And a lot of times it's just the idea of letting go, because what you're doing at the time, as all these things are happening, you're trying to fit it in the time that you think. So you'll sit there and go, okay, this is coming in. No, you're not supposed to be here for 2 days. So you push it back. This is supposed to be coming. No, this is late. Push it to the side. You know, you're trying to put it in your time, and it's not the way it works. Once you let go, be still, let these things fall into place the way they're supposed to, you'll see the pattern of why it's happening. That's what we always talk about, looking past the illusion.
So that's true, because I'm trying to organize things into a working order, and nothing seems to be happening in that order. And I get aggravated, and it's like, okay, I'll start again. And a lot of it's in my mind. A lot of it's thoughts and emotions,
mm-hmm.
too. And I'm trying to put it in an order that I can deal with. And then all of a sudden something happens again. It's like, oh, I gotta start again. And nothing's making any sense to me. And you're saying to let go and just deal with things as they come.
Yes, take it out of your file cabinet and put it in the universal file cabinet. That's how it's going to fall into place.
Right.
According to the universe, not according to you, because you got this. Your file cabinet
right.
compared to theirs is pretty, you know, pretty limiting. Okay, and what you're trying to do is let go and go back into the unlimited. Okay, you're taking limitations off yourself. When you impose these time frames and that kind of stuff, you're actually putting limitations on yourself. So you're trying to get back to the way it was. The universal way is there is no time, or there is a. What I mean by that is there's no time. It means you have unlimited time. And if you sit and really focus on that, when I was talking about earlier about changing things, you can change anything you want. There's even people who've changed DNA, okay, which means people say, well, I was born with this.
Right.
It's hereditary. And that what they're saying, basically, realistically, it's more like hereditary thinking. And once you change your thinking and realize that nothing's
right.
impossible,
right.
Mm-hmm. So you turn it around. So when you sit there and say, okay, someone changed DNA, it makes you think. Okay, if that's the case, I'm just thinking about changing my bookcase from over there to the left side, you know. And things start getting more simpler and realizing that the only reason they're complicated is because you're trying to make them more complicated. Because that's what you've been taught. So you're trying to. So what you're doing is, in the process of changing, you need to change everything that goes along with it. Okay, new place, new thinking. That's why it all cleared out. So it's almost like saying, if you move back to where you came from, tell yourself, this is the first time I've ever been here. This will simplify things, because it helps you let go of something that doesn't exist anymore anyway. Meditation's great. Meditation and listening to your guidance. The one card I got was patience, and you know what to do. You got to trust your inner knowledge. Act upon it without delay. So when you have things who come to you, and I've seen people do this. They'll come in there and they'll go, that freaked me out, man. Okay, threw my concentration off, man. We have 90 seconds left. Freak me out. The card was... No, I was thinking. I hate when it does that. I just want to thank everybody for being here. So join us tomorrow. We're going to be doing a show on healing and angels and angel energy. So tune in for that, and we'll see you all tomorrow. And let's get back to our talk. Let's get back to our guest here.
If I may compliment what Danny is saying, there is a distinct difference between the heart and the mind. The heart is in charge of setting the goal to get stuff done, and the mind is in charge of figuring out how to do it. So the heart works with what, the mind works with how. Now, your mind is based on your practice and background, is used to doing a certain things a certain way. And you're trying to practice that, and that way may not be the best way. So as it doesn't happen, it you tap into frustration. My suggestion is going to be, and I'm hurrying this up because we don't have much time. My suggestion would be this. Take 3 deep breaths, slow down, figure out the how, what you want to do, and just write down the how. At that moment, do a little meditation. We have guided meditation during that dance program. And tap into divine intelligence and divine knowledge. And the way you do that, you go, divine intelligence, divine knowledge, let me have it. It's that simple, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then allow for the information that comes down and the connections that come and the energy that comes to integrate itself with the process that you think you should be doing. So get your mind a little out of the way.
Hmm. Yeah, I was just basically saying, look at things as doing as this is the very first time that I'm doing it. So therefore, you're not using anything from the past to have a kind of judgmental about how it should be or how it shouldn't be. Or when you meet a person for the first time, pretend this is the very first relationship you've ever been in. So therefore, you don't put any expectations on it from what you've been through. And it makes things more simpler. It also makes it easier for to let go of such things, too, as well.
Yeah, it does.
Any more questions? Do you have any more questions? I'm sorry.
No, I just wanted to say it was a great show. I just wanted to say I loved your guest, and I think he's wonderful, and I think you're wonderful, Donnie. And
thank you
so much for being here. I don't know if, Sue, you have any other questions, but I wanted to say that.
You guys are wonderful. Donnie, you guys rock.
Yeah, they're awesome, aren't they? And you know, you got to tell Sue she has to let go because I know she can. She's a very fun, loving person, and she needs that little personality to come out and to really resonate. That's who she is.
Yeah, yeah. I am. I don't know.
You got to be convinced, yeah.
I don't know why we get ourselves stuck, you know.
Well, just the word, what I was talking about before, when you use the word,
words
have...
That stuckness that you're referring to, it might just be the time that you need to figure out the information that you need.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What is stuck? Stuck is having time.
Yeah, take time for yourself.
That's true, because I'll tell you, coming out of that, I was so shaken up that I probably wouldn't have made good decisions anyway.
If you're, but the problem is as you label it stuck, as you say, I am stuck, the next step is you start practicing frustration. Why am I stuck? I should be there. So that frustration gets you. So love the stuckness, hug the being stuck, enjoy being stuck.
I do sometimes, believe it or not.
Huh?
I do. I hermit it a lot.
Excellent.
I'm just saying, take the word "suck" out of your vocabulary.
No,
and go.
I do a lot of quiet time.
Slow.
Quiet time.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you've learned the path. You've got to practice. You have found your path. You just have to practice.
Yeah, and if you want to...
You know what it is?
Being patient,
I have,
seems to be part, being patient seems to be part of the practice.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and I think I have to ask how, because the thing of it is I do have a peace inside of me, and I do have strength inside of me, but I have no idea of how that translates into what I'm supposed to be doing next. I don't really know the next step or the direction which I'm supposed to go into.
Actually,
and I can't reference that from something in the past because it's going to be something new.
Mm-hmm. No, I
like
Bonnie
was saying. So I.
Yeah, I was. No, I was saying I had a book. I actually written this in my journal, where it's basically where I have a little meditation I use where I sit there and go, I now call forth the qualities of, and then I'll put down love, success, strength, and basically I'm calling them out. To come out, so as I'm bring, you know, come forth the quality of love, and I focus on that until I can actually feel the energy of love coming through, and I'll focus on the energy of strength, So I have a tendency to go, I'm calling forth the qualities. It used to be where you just do one at a time, where you do quality, the quality of strength. But I put them together, and I have a tendency to change things around a little bit, and I just put down the qualities. Because I want all this, I want all those things to come out at that time, not just one at a time. And I think we can actually do that, because a lot of us do have strength. At the same time, we're being very humorous. So you can those two come out at the same time. And when we're very loving, we can also be very strong at that time, too. So the strength and love working together, I didn't think it was unusual. So I bring those together. And then just so on. And like he said before, when we talked about the lottery, you don't sit there and say, I have no money, but I want to win the lottery. Because you're, like, contradicting the first. You know, the first one's contradicting the last one. When you're saying, I'm poor as a mouse, but I want to win the lottery. Well, your brain just heard you're poor as a mouse. So you're not resonating that energy out there to win the lottery. As soon as you, this one lady, I read this too, and she said that I won the lottery, and people were asking, how'd you do that? And she said, I went out and got every piece of footage I could on people winning the lottery, and I watched it and watched it and watched it until I could actually feel the energy that they were feeling. And I won the lottery about a month later. So she was focusing on bringing her, she knew that she had to bring the vibration up to attract what she was trying to do. So the ideal, and she also had in her mind that when the lottery was something that happened every day. She didn't put any statistics. Because you can ask Amy, we were doing lottery numbers, and people come and give me the statistics. And it's going to be like 8 billion to 1. I'm like, we don't want to hear that. We're focusing on what we're trying to accomplish in our lives, and maybe somebody thinks that in their life, but we don't. So we're focusing on the numbers that are going, we're focusing on winning numbers. So, we don't want nothing to counteract that. And plus, in my book, The Super Beings, the very first thing it says in the book, of all the, if you have like an outline of what you want to go by and what you want to focus on, the very first one is, you know, what you do is you, what do you desire in life? You must focus on those thoughts on what you really want. And then you must make a definite decision to accept the fulfillment of your desires. So when you're putting limitations on those things, and indirectly you're not accepting you're not accepting the manifestation the way it's going to manifest. You're starting to dictate it, so you're slowing it down and you're interfering with it. But so, but it says here, your desires cannot be fulfilled in the outer world of experience and form unless you have the consciousness or the mental equivalence for them. So, and plus, there's one in here that also talks about you don't tell anybody. And the reason you don't tell anybody is not because you're doing something secretive. It's because, like we had people in the chat room telling us the statistics and stuff. Then, you know, those people's negative energy can actually interfere with what you're trying to do. So what you want to do is you want to make sure that your positive stream.
Yeah, you don't need to hear it.
Yeah. Right. So you want to make, because I tell people all the time, the reason I really recommend journaling is because I write these things in my journal. And then when I do get off focus, then I go back to my journal. It's a good focus point for me to get back to focusing, to get that focus back. And then I go right back into what I was doing before and go straight. Because that year I was trying to manifest a relationship coming back. Every time a negative thought would come in my head, I memorized it. No, this is what's going to happen. You know, the thought would come in my head, and then I would sit there and go, no, this is what's going to happen. So I would change it right then and there. I would refuse to. The thought came to the surface, but I refused to let it play itself out. So I changed it. Like, you and that girl are never going to get back together. And I'm like, nope, me and so-and-so are going to get back together. We're going to have a happy. And I would go into the details of what kind of relationship I saw us having. So those so the energy from those, like, I'm going to get back with her. We're going to have a loving, caring, honest, and just kind of going into it until I could feel my mind and my heart, I guess you would say, working together one-on-one and realizing that my heart's desire was going to happen. You just had to get them both on the same frequency. And then so we knew that too. So as soon as a negative thought would come out there, I started focusing on a positive one, but I also started focusing on how I could turn that into a positive affirmation too. Like, you know, you're not going to get back together. No, we're going to get back together and we're going to stay together forever. So I would change those things real quickly. I noticed they were coming to the service, but I just refused. I mean, that's my thing. I made a promise, and I was going to keep my promise. And when people would come into my, that would cross my path, I think in the sense, even negative people crossing your path are good learning lessons because they can make you realize, okay, I must have been thinking something negative at that moment. That person crossed my path, so therefore, it makes me go back in, internalize, and go, okay, what was it? Turn it into a positive affirmation, and then go forward. And I notice that person goes, well, I got to go, and they leave. So I must have did something that changed everything. And you can see those things happening. So my ex-wife hasn't called me in years, and she used to call me all the time. And I used to think about, is she going to call me today? Is she going to bug me about this? Is she going to do this? But now it's like I focus on nothing but what I really want, and she hasn't called me for a reading either. That was kind of funny. The reason I say that's funny because she's married to my brother, and she actually called me one time to get a reading about him and her. And I was like, whoa. So I'm not a person that deters those things. I look at him as learning lessons and saying, I'm a professional person, so I'm going to look at her as just a person coming to me to get a reading. And I left it at that, and she walked away scratching her head going, that makes a lot of sense. And, you know, so if you're going to do your job, you do your job no matter who crosses your path. So that's what I told myself. So that's what I'm saying with you in the situation. It's like make a promise to yourself, this is what I'm going to make a definite decision to let this manifest and fall into place the way it's supposed to, which is basically for my best good. And that's what you want anyway, correct?
Sue, yeah. May I, are you there, Sue?
Yes,
I am.
Oh, okay. I'd like to share something with you. What you said earlier was that you're going to go in a different direction. It's completely different from your past direction, and you don't know what it is because it's going to be completely different. That's a good point, but there is one side of it that I'd like you to notice. In the past, we have developed a certain set of skills, and we have used those skills to accomplish certain jobs. The jobs could change, but the skills stay the same. I'll give you an example. My background is in engineering and computers. I worked in computer consulting for 25 plus years. Now I'm working in energy healing. I'm still using a lot of computer skills that I've learned throughout these years. I'm just changing the application. Do you see the difference?
Yeah, I do.
So as you go about what am I going to do, which is going to be completely new, it doesn't mean that, you know, like if it has any sort of common denominator from the past, you should dismiss it. No, allow for the new stuff to come in. For example, like an example of it could be, say, somebody was a cook for some big restaurant in the past, and now they decide to open their own restaurant. They're still a cook. They're originally going to act as a cook because, you know, they have to manage the expenses. But eventually they become the restaurant owner, which is quite different than being the chef or the cook or whatever word you want to use.
Right.
So that's an example. You know, I've talked to some clients that they said, well, I used to do that. I can't possibly go that way. And so, well, we are not talking about exactly the same thing, but you have learned a lot of good skills. You have a lot of good experience there that you draw upon. Don't throw all of that out.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that when you switched your occupation, though, did you know what you were looking for to take your skills into that next level, say?
Some of the areas, yes. In some respects, yes. In some respects, no. What happened with me was that at the beginning, when I was doing the computer consulting, I was extremely joyful and excited about everything. And then as the years passed, I noticed my excitement is going down and my creativity was going down. So that was my clue that, yeah, I probably need to make a switch. But then I didn't know exactly to what. What I did notice and what I did pay attention on, I looked at areas that I knew I could use improvements in, and I could learn new skills. Mm-hmm. So I started doing those.
Mm-hmm.
I never figured I'd be a public speaker when I started on this journey. And mm-hmm. here I am today talking with Donnie and you ladies on the show, and I'm doing this more often than not.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? I never figured... you know, I never picked the public speaking arena as an occupation for myself. But I'm teaching nowadays. I'm talking on the radios. I'm teaching classes. I'm doing events, and I'm doing public speaking. And as you can tell, I can speak. Because I've been speaking for 2 hours now.
Yeah, it's like, we're actually 13 minutes overtime here.
The streaming has stopped, but we are having fun talking, so we just
kind of... Yeah, I was
My point was, Sue, wasn't much about me. It was mostly about your past and whatever you've done in the past has hidden gems in it and positive points about it, as well as some areas that you probably wish was different. Don't dismiss all the good stuff that you've done. There has been plenty of good in there, I am absolutely sure.
Yeah, I will say that too, because even the jobs I've had, I was kind of figuring out why did I work those jobs, so they didn't last very long. As I've got to where I'm at now, they've all come into place in one way or the other. And plus the ideal of giving advice was something I was doing in high school, in grade school. People coming to me and asking me things. It wasn't something I realized it until I actually caught a psychic one night, and she goes, "You should be doing this kind of work." I said, "Really?" I said, "You're really trying to make your money, aren't you?" You know, kissing my butt, telling me I should be doing this kind of work, and making me sound like I'm this and that and the other, which I should go back and give that lady a tip, because that was an eye opening reading, because from that point on, because she told me that at that moment, she goes, you're gonna actually evolve to be a very powerful person, and a very strong influence. I'm like, okay, my family doesn't think so, you know, that kind of thing. But I guess at that moment it was something.
Did you believe it?
Well, you know, it was one of those things. I was looking for something, and I felt like I should. I knew it was like something of service, but I did kind of reflect over my life and started realizing that I said, well, she couldn't be too far up the track, because basically that's what I do. I was always catching myself talking to people or giving them advice. I had girlfriends, ex-girlfriends in high school that would come back and get advice from me about their boyfriends and stuff. And I was just like, this is what you should do. And I would just go right into it, you know. And then this lady told me this, and I was like, okay, I give good advice, great, you know. But, you know, I don't see that as a very powerful thing. And now it's like... There's different formats of things it's like you said, it's not, I'm not talking about myself. I'm just saying, in the situation of really putting yourself where when things fall into place and you realize where you're supposed to be at, that's what you're going to hear all the time. And I think it's reminding you to also realize how great of a person you are, instead of letting the outer world dictate that, as in what you don't have, dictate who you are, because you're so much more than that. And it's just the idea of finding out about more things about yourself that start reflecting in the outer world. It's just you rediscovering yourself. And for everything you rediscover, it's almost like putting that in the outer world. So therefore, you start getting the complete picture, and you start living the life that you were meant to in the first place. It's just that you have to live yourself as well. You have to be who you are and be comfortable in your skin, but also be comfortable with who you are. But you got to find out who that is first. And then once you get to that point, then it starts reflecting in your outer world. And I tell people all the time, I might not be a millionaire, but with all the things that have happened to me, I feel like I am. Okay, so therefore, I'm expecting. It's getting to the point of expecting all those things to happen, and when they don't happen, sure, I question it too from time to time. But it seems like after I get done questioning it, it was going to happen. I just kind of like. Put it off for a second, because I stopped for a minute to think about it. Why don't I have money? And I thought, oh, shoot, I'm feeding in the idea of lack, too. So I stopped thinking about that. And then all of a sudden, all this stuff started pouring in. And I would look at March as a transition month for you anyway.
Yeah?
Yeah. I really would. It's like it's like walking up to the wall and thinking that you have this barrier between you and what you want. And then when you touch the wall, it falls apart. It was just an illusion. It was just an illusion. So you, yeah, just keep walking and like, okay, there we go. Because I always tell people, I like to give you a glimpse of what's on the other side of the wall. And once you see what you're meant to be, you find ways to get around that wall or knock it down or something, but you'll start looking at the solutions. Instead of focusing on where you came from, you'll start focusing on the present, which is getting over that wall and getting to your life. And go, okay, let's start living right now. You want to start living right now? I guarantee if you start walking toward that wall, you're going to find out that it's not really there. It's something that you put there. And then you're going to find out it's you that's holding you back. And then you let it go, and I'm flowing again. I fell in the canoe. It was an accident, but now I'm flowing down the river of life. So.
She loves the canoe.
Yes, she does. So what best way to do that to help her identify? So.
That's awesome, Donnie. That's awesome. Yeah, it's like bring the body and the mind will follow sometimes. You know?
So. Yes, today.
Thank you both. This is a great conversation.
One thing, Amy, I want to tell you too, I was asking about the other day when I wanted to ask you a question. It came to me in the midst of talking to Nicole, which I thought was kind of funny in itself, but it was just one question of curiosity. I've had a woman, her name was Monica, who keeps bugging me, and she's bugging me lately more than she ever has. And I'm like, I haven't got any messages or anything from her, but she has a show on Block Talk Radio. And I think it's called something. Well, that's good. It's called something.
You're being recorded on the Blog Talk Radio. So do you want to stop the recording before you continue?
Well, no, we're doing readings. We're giving everybody an idea of what we do.
Okay.
I mean, me personally, I swear.
You want a reading?
No, you don't have to if you don't want to.
No, I will. What would you like to know?
No, I was not saying. I asked the question. It finally came to me because I was thinking really hard about it. It wasn't until I was actually trying to find that name of that show for you. I always try to give some. To me personally, it would help me, like when I have connections with certain people, to actually connect with those people in particular, Lee. And that's what I was doing because I'd actually written down her show because she has a show on Blog Talk Radio. Her name is Monica Who.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here it is. Who says Clairvoyant Talk Radio? And Who Says Clairvoyant Talk Radio? And I thought that was kind of a cool name. And her name is Monica Who. And for some reason, I keep expecting to hear something from this crazy woman. That's crazy in a good sense. I like crazy people. But I was just trying to figure out, why would I be picking up on her but not really getting any messages from her? I mean, unless it's mentally, because I was actually... excuse me. I was talking to Nicole, and she didn't really know. And we were talking late last night anyway, so I had a migraine from hell. And I was just asking some questions and said, okay, I keep focusing. I keep thinking that she's listening to my show. It's like she's taken interest, but I just haven't heard nothing from her. It's kind of crazy to lose touch with a friend.
Yeah, you're going to hear from her. You're going to talk. Absolutely.
I guess
you want to know why, but I don't know if I feel comfortable reading for someone. We threw her name out there and everything. She could listen to this.
Well, maybe we'll...
I can read for this.
Monica who? I don't know who you're talking about. I have nobody, you know, you're talking about this who person? I have no idea who you're talking about. I just know by Monica. Okay, well, if you don't feel comfortable...
Do you do
that,
readings too?
Well, Monica also knows me very well, and I don't hide anything. I think the idea of talking about her and saying, hey, this woman meant a lot to me, and I'd like to have her back in my life because she was like one of the best friends I've ever had, that I don't think she'd have a problem with that. And this is a woman I've actually would have conversations with on the phone for like 10 hours. Every time we talk for at least 6 to 10 hours. You know, and it was so that we know about pretty much about almost anything and everything about each other, as far as I know, until we lose touch with each other. So I'm just saying, to me, I don't think she would have a problem with hearing it on there unless she was really guided to go to the archives and pick this up, because we're not streaming anymore. So I would look at that as as almost like her guidance. If it led her to do that, that would be a connection in itself. So,
but it'd be really easy for me to call you after the show and tell you more about it.
Well, if that's what you feel more comfortable about.
I don't have a problem reading for it, but I wouldn't feel comfortable with her name out there and her hearing it. But it's,
don't worry,
I'd
Mike.
Rather
we all
tell
love you.
Private.
We're going to take it private, so you're off the hook. But no, she knows me very well. I'm very blunt, so But no, that's
yeah,
no problem.
Yeah, but I do think you're
going to
be talking again.
Just yeah, call me after the show and give me some input there, you know, that kind of thing. And Sue, if you have any more questions you want to ask, you're more than welcome to ask. You know, you could call me after the show and with Amy or something like that. I could do a full reading for you. Got my big old cards here, and my angel cards and my what do you call those things? Tarot cards. My gosh. I don't use tarot cards at all.
But I got my tarot.
Yeah, I got everything here. So if you want to call me after the show, that's great. And Eamon, thank you for being here. Like always, you were here last time, and I think we were on the phone for a while, too. So.
No problem. My pleasure. What I did, Donnie, you mentioned migraine a couple of times. So we did a program on migraine and how to heal yourself. I send you the link through BTR messages. I don't have the ladies' emails to send it to them if they want it. So please feel free to forward it to them if they're
okay,
interested.
Okay, no problem.
You guys...
thank you.
I guess, Amy, if you do readings, I'll volunteer. Do a reading for me. I didn't say anything about no Monica.
I would
love to do a reading for you.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm all ears.
Okay, is there something in particular you want me to look at? It's easier for me to, and more time effective if I have some kind of focal point, something to look at.
Sure. How will 2011 turn out with respect to the personal goals that I have? There are a few trips lined up. How will they turn out? I'm not really sure if I'm going to go or not. I would like to, but like everybody else, you know, I got to watch, you know, how things are turning out. Specific things, my health, I have a loved one who's healing from cancer, his health, do you need more specifics? Aren't you sorry?
No, that's fine. That'll give me something to start with. Let me just take a look at your health. Let's see with your health. I'm going to do a lot of health readings, but this will be interesting because it gives me good practice with health. I think usually everyone's calling me about love and relationships.
Love.
Okay, let's see. Health.
Don't you just love, love?
Everyone likes that. Love, love, love.
I know I do.
Love is good for you.
Well, as far as, let me say in a general sense, the first thing I pick up about the rest of the year for you is that a lot of things are kind of up in the air as we're speaking coming into the rest of this year, and I see it's going to be a little bit of a challenge for you to nail some things down. They're saying it's a matter of right timing and right circumstance with regards to that. It's like I want to go full steam ahead, but the circumstances and the timing aren't quite right yet to actually put these ideas or thoughts into action. So it's going to be a little bit of a struggle, but I do get that you have the superior advantage, meaning you're in a good position. It's just that you're going to be feeling like, gosh, when am I actually going to see things come to manifestation level or to finality in some way? You know, when are these things going to start falling into place rather than being all jumbled up in the air? As far as health is concerned, I do get there's a little bit of fear with regards to health, but I'm seeing that you have a good constitution. You're not somebody who is lacking in energy. I get a lot of energy with you, a lot of I can do, a lot of vigor. So I get you putting up a very good constitution, a very good front coming into 2011 with regards to your health for the rest of the year. I do think there was some kind of scare before, though. There's something that was there before, but they're saying this is just fear. He's just a little bit afraid, but I don't see your energy levels being affected. I don't see anything really with regards to your health going awry or astray. It actually looks quite good. Yes. Let's see. I'm saying your blood pressure, you might want to watch that a little bit because sometimes it has a tendency to run high, but that's tied in with your mental outlook and emotional focus. So I don't know if you have a history of that, but they are saying sometimes that can be a little bit of an issue, but nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
Nothing to worry about.
Watch your sodium intake.
Okay.
No, seriously, sodium, not sodium, salt. I got salt.
Okay.
I hate to say that, man. I'm sorry about just
do
it out there, but
Oh.
That's what it came to me real quick. It's like, cut down your salt.
Okay.
You like salt.
Let's see. As far as your partner, and I know. Let's see. No, that's okay. That's fine. He has a little bit more to learn. It looks like you're a little bit more evolved than he is as far as health consciousness. Not to say that he's not, but he just looks like someone kind of on the learning path a little bit more with regards to that, and a little bit stubborn when it comes to taking in new ideas.
Hmm? Who is this? Who are you talking about?
Your partner. You were asking me about your partner and his health?
No. I said I have a loved one, as in like a nephew.
Oh, I was looking at a partner. I'm like, okay.
No.
A nephew?
The got cut out. Yeah, you started talking about partner. I said, wait a minute. Are you talking about something I don't know? You know something going on that I don't? No,
do you have a partner, though, or are you single?
About,
what's the deal?
What's that?
Do you have a partner, or are you single? What's the deal?
I'm a single man, but I'm not gay. So I have, you know, I like.
No. I know.
That's okay.
I was just asking because I am seeing another a man around you who they're saying is stubborn, and when I ask about partner, that's what's coming up here.
That can
so
be
I
his
don't
brother.
Know if you have a business associate, some
that
other person
brother.
Around you. It doesn't have to be in a.
I
that could be his brother.
Yeah, maybe my brother.
Yeah, stubborn.
Stubborn.
Okay.
I will let him know.
Okay.
Card said you are stubborn.
Yeah.
No, not you. No, I wasn't referring to
his
you.
Brother. His brother's stubborn.
No.
His brother's, yeah, I think his brother's very stubborn. Very.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so let's see. Just in a general sense, because I don't want to keep Sue on the line too much longer here. I don't know if she's got things to do, but your nephew.
No, I'm
you're okay? Okay.
Yes.
The nephew, what they're saying is he has a little bit of an emotional anxiety about him, someone who's tending to worry or overanalyze, someone who's tending to think a lot about things. So his mental outlook is really going to reflect his health and his physical well-being. This is very tied to stress and overanalyzation, they're saying. I'm also getting he is a little bit coming off a little bit lethargic as well, like not his energy levels don't come off as high as yours. And there's a bit of an impetus to, like, he needs to start doing more with regards to exercise or motion or movement. And stop worrying so much, they're saying, too, about things that he doesn't need to worry about. Like, I get, you know, we all tend to worry, and that's fine, but this looks like going overboard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got it.
So a little bit more, a little bit, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say a little bit less lethargy, a little bit more action or activity would be really good for him because he's the type of person, as I see him, someone that gets spun up mentally, but more physical activity would really help him kind of center and balance his emotional state of mind or his psychological state.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I get.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
No, you're welcome. You're welcome. I don't know if any of that made sense, because I usually don't do health readings, but I'm looking at him, and that's what I got. Like, it's more of an emotional issue than really a physical one. It seems like the emotions almost are tied hand in hand with the physical well-being of your nephew.
Yeah, he's going through a serious life challenge, and emotionally he's being challenged quite a bit. He's a very young man, so he wasn't expecting this challenge at this age. So it has hit him hard. So the stuff that you said made a lot of sense.
Do you do readings?
Do I do readings?
Do you do readings?
Not the way that you guys do. But I get messages. My connection with the higher beings is through clairsentient. I get sensations. And lately, during meditations, my vision has been opening up, so I'm becoming more clairvoyant. But I've always been on the sensing kind of thing. So what happens is as I'm interacting with people, I start feeling to a certain degree what they're feeling. And sometimes physical. Sometimes I get stuff around my body, which I know it's not me, it's them experiencing something. So I share it that way.
I see. Well, do you have any message
for me? I don't do cards or anything like that. But I like it. I've always, you know, had fun with this sort of stuff. So that's why as soon as I heard you and Donnie do readings and stuff, it's like, here, I volunteer.
So you getting messages for Amy?
I'm sorry?
Did you get any messages for Amy?
Nothing right now. We talked about Amy earlier, didn't we? Amy, are you there?
Oh, I'm here.
Did we talk about you?
I'm sorry?
Did we talk about her?
Did you ask? You asked the question, didn't you?
Oh, no. That was my friend Sue.
That was me.
Yeah,
so
was
you've
Sue.
Been quiet all along, huh?
Yeah.
Is there something on your mind? Is there something you would like a little assistance?
Well,
with?
Yeah, I feel like I'm on the precipice of change, and I'm not sure, like Sue, really where I'm going, but I know that there's going to be some major changes coming up in my life, and I'm just trying to figure out what the best philosophy to employ would be to get through these changes.
The best way, change, well, when you think about it, change is no stranger to us. We change every day, every hour, every minute, every second. We are getting old. So change is the only constant that happens in our life. The part that scares us is when changes are happening and we don't know which direction they are going or what the outcome would be. Now,
right.
Imagine you're going to the movies. You have an idea of what the movie is about. But if you know the ending of the movie, would you really enjoy the hour and a half or 2 hours you sit in the theater?
No.
Not especially. No.
Probably not. And chances are you don't go. You won't go. You say, I know the ending. Why should I go? Same concept applies in life. If we know everything that there is to know, there is no excitement in it. There is no motivation to keep at it. There is no possibility of failure to do things differently. There is no possibility of learning. So the way to handle change is to embrace. There is much power in not knowing, Amy. As long as you do not limit the outcome. If I go to the theaters, or if I start cooking a meal, and as I'm getting the different material, I go, I know this food is not going to taste good. Guess what's going to happen?
Right.
The food will not taste good because I've already decided it will not taste good. It has nothing to do with the food anymore. I already made up my mind. Life is much the same.
Mm.
Everybody is going through change these days. Like in the course of this conversation, there is four of us online, right? All four
right.
of us are.
Yeah, I had to think about that for a minute.
Huh?
I had to think about that for a minute. I had to count. Yeah, you're right, four.
Every four. Single one of us is going through transition. The whole world is going through transition. Look at Middle East. Look at what's happening. They don't know what the outcome is going to be.
I don't think I want to.
So, embrace the fact, love the fact, that you don't know what the changes will be, and let your imagination go wild on how beautiful it could potentially be. Let your plan to protect yourself on the downside to the best of your ability, and then release the rest of it to divine energy. split cards for working. Now, the next question might be, well, how do I do all this stuff? This stuff sounds really good. How do I do it? Sit down to meditate and just repeat this stuff that we just talked about to yourself in meditation. At the beginning, it will not make sense, but eventually it does. And you'll be surprised how fast it comes about to change your perspective. I believe Sue was talking about 2011 for me earlier, that there is a lot of stuff in there, up in the air. Absolutely. And that's what I like about it. And that's what scares me at the same time. But every morning, I get up, I set my plan for the day, or for the week, and I execute it to the best of my ability. And whenever I hit a wall, like we were supposed to talk with Donnie last Monday, I believe it was, and I messed up the time because I'm Pacific Standard Time, so I called in late. So I called, you know, like the time that I thought was I was going to be on the show. It was already, the show was already over. So I called and Donnie tells me, hey, Eamon, you missed the boat. So, oh, fantastic. Okay, thank you. I go to the movie now. I had 2 extra hours. So I went out and I had to catch up. You know, I apologized to Donnie because I had made an appointment and I missed it. And I didn't mean to miss it. But now that I've missed it, I'm not going to beat myself up on it. I didn't mean to miss it. I made a mistake. So what? I'm not perfect. I know that. So allow for change to come in and embrace it. And whatever you ask for, Amy, at the end, add or better. Say you want to change your job. I want to change my job up that I'm making X number of dollars in to a job that I'm making X plus $10,000 or better. Because you never know what else they have in mind for you. So don't limit on the upper end. Protect on the lower end and keep open on the upper end.
I'm trying. It's a process. I'm trying.
Well,
yeah.
Now that you're trying,
but
give yourself credit for what you're trying also. When you say, I'm trying, follow it up with, thank you to myself for trying. I am trying. Right? Appreciate
that.
Celebrate that.
Well, thank you.
That's just, you know, like bring love to every goddamn thing that you do.
Exactly. I try. I do.
Put it extremely
bluntly.
I shouldn't
say I try.
Okay, guys, I'm expecting lightning to hit us now after saying that. But
I hope that helped, Amy.
I'm ducking.
Yes, it did. Thank you.
And, yeah, come back and, you know, like Donnie, you two, and Sue and everybody, you know, just... We have these shows on the, just like yourself, on the website, and there's good conversations. We do channelings. We do, you know, like a lot of different stuff. It's all there for the taking, whoever can use and benefit from it. And I listen to this stuff myself all the time. So,
yeah, I got your website here, and I'm gonna send it over to Sue so she has it. And I'd love to have you on my show. It'd be wonderful. I have a show too. I sent you an email, so that would be great. We'll have to talk again soon.
Excellent. Let me check to see that it's out there. I don't have one from. Did you send it to help?
Yes, I did. Help at healingpak or PAQ, I'm sorry, .org.
I haven't received it. Give me your name again, and if I don't receive it, I'll shoot you an email tomorrow. Sometimes email.
Okay. Well, my name
you
is Amy.
What's your email address, Amy?
It's cupids.healing.hearts@gmail.com.
Cupids.healing or healings with an S?
Healing, yes. H-E-A-L-I-N-G dot hearts, plural, at gmail.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I'm gonna thank you, Donnie, for having me over again. I hope I didn't talk your head off.
No, it was great.
I talked too much. I appreciate the time. I appreciate meeting you online, Amy and Sue. And I'm gonna say good night if I may.
Good night.
Oh yes, good night. Thanks,
everybody. Thank you,
care, everybody. Nice talking to you all.
Bye bye now.
Thank you. Bye bye.
I lost it, man. Hello? My old
Hello?
Switch. Yeah, I'm just sitting there going, I lost my switchboard. I'm sitting there going, okay, that was freaky. Oh, shoot, I just lost everything. Oh, well.
I'll call you later, Donnie.
I got the
Thanks
chat
again.
Room here. Well, thank you, and yeah, I'm just
Thanks,
saying. I was just
Thanks.
Telling Sue and you and that kind of, if you got some questions you want to ask me when you call back, you're more than welcome to do so. So,
Oh, thank you.
You just have to answer that one question
for
me. Oh, you're welcome.
All right, we'll talk soon.
I'm just saying, when I got her name in my head, it just things start flowing out of me, and I just start joking about everything because, you know, everybody. I think it makes everybody feel better. So don't take it as any kind of like I was putting you down or insulting or anything. I just thought it was a cool name. So. Okay,
oh,
Sue?
No, Sue doesn't get offended.
No,
okay.
Not at all.
I was just making sure that, you know.
I might be quiet.
Right, this is kind of rolling in my mouth, you know. You know, I was thinking about Johnny Cash, you know. Sue, how do? You know. They call me Sue. You know. You know?
The boy named Sue, all that. Yeah.
Yeah, Johnny Cash.
Yeah,
I
people do that.
Yeah, I liked him. I liked his
you
movie.
Liked it?
You know? Yeah. So he was interesting too.
Cool.
I loved the man. He used to. He was actually recording up until the year he died, and he recorded albums. I thought that was kind of cool. He was coming, no matter if it was famous or not. He was just like cranking them out anyway and doing his music thing. It was cool. So, yeah, give me a call. Give me a yeah. I'm taking a deep breath here. Yeah, call me later.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Talk to you soon, Donnie. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks again.
You're welcome. Bye bye.